Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am speaking with Alexis, who is much better known as EXO Lex. She has just released a fantastic new track called Ain't Buying It, and I am super excited to talk to her all about it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day life and schedule to do this. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm really excited to be here and to tell everyone about my single dropping on March 17th and just to give
Yes.
them a little, behind the scenes of who I am and my life. So I'm excited.
That's what this is all about. It is called
Literally.
We Talk About Music. So that's exactly what we're going to do.
Exactly.
I've had the pleasure of listening to the song probably 4 or 5 times now. It's honestly, it's gotten better with each listen. But one thing I would love to know is, what is it about? Like, I can only do so much on my end by connecting the dots, but that's why you're here. What is the song about?
It's crazy because I was actually sitting in my aunt's basement. Like, it was just gonna be an off day for me. I was just gonna relax and just chill. But my emotions, I'm an empath, and my
Sure.
emotions were just so high. And when that happens to me, I like to write. And unfortunately, I just got done talking with my sister who just got out of a toxic relationship. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna write about how I feel right now, just witnessing that experience. And so
Yeah.
I came up with Ain't Buying It through a toxic relationship from my sister. So
That's
it was really
honestly
cool.
kind of rare, I feel. Not
I
many people
know.
write about relationships that aren't theirs, or at least from their perspective. So I kind of like that.
A lot of people are like, are all your songs about you, like, have what you've been through? And I'm like, honestly, like, majority of the time it is about what I've been through, but
Sure.
I've wrote songs about how I felt in other situations that had nothing to do with me, like nothing. And I'm
That's
like, because at
awesome.
that point in time, like, everyone's felt that type of way, felt disrespected or anything like that. And so I'm like, you know what? We need a new country banger, like Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, but like
Right.
Gen Z version. So I was like, I'm
Exactly.
doing it. I'm going with
There
it.
you go. Well, honestly, it really does work. It's so much better to have real songs after real situations rather than just like these boring, manufactured, clearly made up examples. It's tough though. It's like you're an artist, so you're living your normal life, but you take all this in just all day long, and it's like, could this be content for a song? Could that be a song? And it's like, how do you balance that within your own life?
It's weird to me because personally, like, one of my outlets is, music or the gym.
Sure.
But and when I don't ha like when I want to write about something that happened to me and I can't create it, like, because I can really get songs together within like 5 minutes. Like, that's how passionate I am with it. And it's just
Yeah.
like, it just writes itself. I'll know instantly when I'm like, oh, I can't write about this. Like, I have a roadblock. I'm maybe not healed from it, or
Yeah.
some other obstacles in the way. And then I just like go use another outlet, which is like meditating, yoga, gym. So it's a nice balance with my life, but majority of the time, like, when I feel disrespected, or just like when I get disrespected, I can write a song within 5 minutes. I
Yeah.
really can.
Right. It's like you never want that to happen, but at the same time, you might just get a song written about you. So who knows? Which is kind of cool. I love that though. So, okay, this song itself, besides the message, just sounds great. Like, do you have people helping you out making these songs in terms of production, process? Like, what does it look like on the back end?
Well, I've been a singer-songwriter for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
And I recently moved to Nashville and I got connected with literally my guardian, like my
Yeah,
angel,
I mean, that's the
Scent,
place to
Evan
be.
Scent. Yeah. And his name's Bobby Terry. He's a producer, singer-songwriter. He's just everything you could ever ask for. Garth Brooks' right-hand man. So like
Nice.
when I work with him, it's super nice because he just creates the melody for me and then we go off. We get the hook, we get the
Boom.
verses, the ad-libs, all of it. But for this song specifically, I worked with Ellie Mae. She is a singer-songwriter from Idaho, and she was actually on The Voice, and she came over to my aunt's. I literally texted her the other day. I was like, come over, we gotta write a song. And she came over and rewrote it. So I've worked with Ellie Mae and Bobby on this specific song. But since then, because I wrote this like 8 months ago,
Yeah.
we've written at least 4 other songs in the span
Oh,
of
nice.
me being there. And then I just moved to Nashville, so I was flying in there to
Right.
specifically write with Bobby Terry. So That's the team I have right now. I usually work with Bobby Terry or Greg Becker, who's another singer-songwriter, and it's been so great. I'm so blessed for the people that I've been able to, meet along the way, because it's not easy. You know what I mean? Like,
No one said it was. And
no.
I always say there's no step one, two, or three. It's just, hey, you want to do this, you got to figure it out on your own. There's no
Yeah.
guidebook. So you're fresh to Nashville. How has that transition been?
Nashville. So to be honest, when I first started going there, I've only experienced Broadway. So I was like, and I love
Yeah.
Broadway,
No.
but
Hey, listen, any tourist, like
yeah,
that's just where you
it's
go.
just like the biggest trip, if you only
Yeah.
can go to Vegas and experience the strip.
Totally.
And I lived in Vegas last year too, and I lived in the suburbs, which is a completely whole different life than
Yeah.
the strip, right? So at first I was just like, Nashville, like Broadway, like, it's like where I'm performing, so it's not to me like, ooh, a vacation, you know what I
Of
mean?
course.
So once I got to really experience and like just go sightseeing in Nashville, now I appreciate and adore it, and I actually like love living there, which is a really big change. Everyone's like, I did not think you'd like it, and I'm like, here we are, just
Yeah, I mean, listen,
loving
there's a
Nashville.
reason. Yeah, there's a reason people are flocking there. It's not always
Yeah.
because of the music, but it's just become like, it's tough. At least in the US, you want to go where you can have a life and like be
No,
able to afford things, not
seriously,
just
seriously. Me being there, I've just already have met so many like creatives, as in like artists, videographers, photographers.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much talent is in Nashville, and I'm just so inspired. Like, that's why I like being there, because I'm like, oh, they're working 24 hours a day. I'll work more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to
That's what it's
be
about.
a part of. I want to be like a legend in a sense, like not even a
Yeah.
legend as like a country music star, but a legend as in just like helping people, healing people,
Yeah.
like educating people on things that I know I went through in my life to educate people on.
Right.
That I just want to leave a mark, because especially in today's world, like it's really hard to connect with people, So I just want to be that like middleman of connecting people,
I
because
love it.
it's still there,
Totally. No, that's the attitude to have. Seriously, don't change that, because really, like,
Yeah.
that's what makes, listen, I mean, you of all people know how many people try to be a singer or songwriter or do things, but it
Yeah.
really takes a specific motivated type of person to actually do it because of all the hurdles that are in your way, and it never
Yeah.
stops unless you, like, you hit the big time, and it's just there's a lot going on. I love that though.
Yeah, it was wild, because like I think God sends me a lot of, trials and errors to go
Totally.
through. And it was just so funny. The other day I read my daily prayer book, and it was just like, hey,
Awesome.
you're gonna get hit with this and this and this, but you will stay consistent on your path. As long as you stay consistent on your path, you will be, granted what you're like doing that for, right? And right after I did that, I valeted my car. Valet totaled my car, totaled it, like literally $15,000 with damages, right? Then after that, I was like, what do I do? I'm like, Carlos, I get pulled over, it was just a lot. Like, exactly what
Yep.
that day said. Like, you're gonna get wham, wham, whammied.
Yeah. Well,
There's
life
like, there's
throws you
a
these
tornado watch. I
struggles.
was like, I'm stranded. Like,
Yep.
it was just funny. It was a funny little
You can laugh
thing.
about it now that you're done
Yeah.
dealing with it, but in the moment, life sucks a little
Oh my gosh. In the
bit.
moment, in the
So.
moment, I was laughing too. I'm like, oh, this is what you meant. This is what you
Yep. Yeah, here's another song. Always.
Literally.
Okay, more on this song though. Obviously, it is very much rooted in country music, but I've also found through my many listens that there's a lot more going on. Like, there's tons
Yeah.
of influence and inspiration. How would you
Yep.
describe the song to someone who hadn't listened to you or your music before?
Well, this specific song in
Yeah.
general, is my first single dropping as a country artist.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I were to tell people, I'd be like, if you're done with people's bullshit, listen to this song. Just listen to the song, because
I love that. That's a hey,
this is
that's
the
a great
year where
way.
people are not tolerating it anymore. Like, I am buying it, We make amends, we go on our separate ways, and we're it's a peaceful life, right? Like a lot of people are just so addicted to toxicity and chaos, and it's like,
Yes.
I mean, if you're still addicted to that, still listen to the song. Maybe it'll inspire you to really leave, you know? But that's what I would say. It's a cheating banger, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it,
It's
this goes for
yeah.
both this goes for both women and men. Like, because I've seen
Great.
both get disrespected. And so that's why I'm like, you can cheat, you can lie, like, but you ain't gonna change my mind, you know?
Right.
So
Words to live by right there. You've explained a little bit, a look into your process in terms of like, I live these moments and I can write a song in 5 minutes. But is it always like that? Do you ever set out time for yourself to like, I don't know, reflect or experience? Like, how does it work for you in that sense?
Well, so country music, I've been writing since I was a little girl. And I think since I grew up in a small town, my dad's a farmer, like I grew up around country.
Sure.
And I think writing country songs is much easier for me because, you know, that's just who I am to my
Sure,
core.
sure.
But I actually started off R&B soul, and I would
Interesting.
set aside time to write those songs, which you could check out on all platforms.
Yeah.
They're super great too. But that would take a little bit more time because I would have to switch my country rhythm and the way I write verses to R&B soul type of vibe. So it
Sure.
was a little bit different with the structure, I would say. But now it's like I seriously go to the studio and write a song. Write a hook within 10 minutes when I have a melody. Like it just,
Boom.
we have so many songs on the way. We just did a Folsom Prison cover by Johnny Cash, little
Awesome.
jazzy soul vibe, which is
Very
I've been
cool.
so excited for. That drops 6 weeks after this drop. And
Okay.
then we have another song called Rebel Child, which is personally, I think, the best song I've ever written. And that'll be
All
dropping
right.
6 weeks after Folsom Prison. And we just wrote two other songs last week. So I mean, I'm hoping to have an album out by June.
Jeez. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can do it. That actually brings me to my next thing here. And like, we can talk about other stuff too. But so we're right at the beginning of March. It still very much feels like the beginning of the year. There's so much time left. Like, anything could happen. What does the year look like for you? Like, what are some lofty goals that you'd like to potentially hit?
Yes. So I've talked about this with my agents, and I was
As you should.
personally, I want to see growth, whether that be touring with somebody at the end of the year,
Yeah.
my fan base, you know, growing to the point where they're not just like wanting to see what I'm doing, but they're actually interacting with me, you know,
Yeah.
like they really, hey, when's your next show? Blah, blah, blah. I also want to play a lot more gigs. I come back from Ireland next weekend and I play in Nashville the 17th and 18th.
Nice.
And so I'll premiere, you know, my songs and stuff, which is really cool. But ideally, I want to make an impact like on my XOLX career where it's engaging followers, touring with somebody and putting all my songs out. I am holding on to 60 plus songs, and a lot of people are like, why have you not dropped? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I would love to drop. It
Yep.
just you can't just drop though
No,
anymore.
you
Like it's
can't.
talent gets you nowhere. You need to have marketing strategy, you have a marketing team, you have to have
Yep.
strategic, you have to go into this so strategic. It's
Yeah.
like insane to me. And I'm learning, you know, 2.5 years
Right.
in, and I now know I can't just drop a song and be like, it'll go crazy because it's good.
No,
Like
if only it were that easy. That's the
Yeah.
thing is like, it's easy and it's a problem. It's like you as an
Yeah.
artist can have so much talent and you can release the best song ever, but there's so
Yeah.
many songs released on a daily basis, it gets lost into the mix if you don't build the hype and contact
Yeah.
these people and do this and do that. It's like it gets lost and all of your hard work seemingly goes down the drain, which isn't fair to anyone involved. So I
Yeah.
feel you. But on a plus, it's good to know that you have so much in the bank, because at the
Yeah.
same time, it's like, I mean, you know, so many artists struggle with writer's block and creative
Yeah.
block, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Having too much music and being selective, that's all you can hope for.
Yeah. And actually, I did have writer's block probably a year ago to the point where I didn't write. I was a loss. And that's why I'm like, I had an interview yesterday, and the guy was like, You're just so real and so honest. Like, what made you be like this? Like, because you know, a lot of people just put on a show to be a certain type of way.
Yes, that is
And I'm
true.
like, I just am unapologetically myself in a respectful way, you
Yeah.
know? Because, and I think everyone should be that. Like, you shouldn't put yourself into a little tiny room because of, like, how do I explain this? Like, you can't put yourself in a little tiny box because, oh, TikTok says to do this, Instagram says to do this, oh, this model does this. Like, you need to
Yeah.
just do what you want to do, what inspires you, what makes you feel good,
I agree. It
and
comes
be
through.
unapologetic about it, you know?
The realness translates, and believe it or not, people actually focus to the non-manufactured feel. Like, there's nothing better. I mean, listen, I review music for a living, but I also listen to music for personal fun, obviously. And it's like you can tell immediately what is real and what is not. Like,
Absolutely.
you just become in tune with it. And
No,
yeah,
absolutely.
it's a tough thing to do, but you know,
And
it
that's
is
why
true.
when I put my heart and soul like into the song, like I put myself in that position of like how my sister was in. So when I was writing, I
Yeah.
really tried to feel like that was me that I got disrespected and cheated. You know, I really tried to put myself in that situation. And
Yeah.
I think it's important for people to feel these emotions because that's what human is being about. It sucks sometimes, you know,
Yeah.
feeling that heartbreak, that anxiety, but
It's the worst.
the fact that we can feel that's crazy. Like, that's literally crazy to me.
Yep, it's part of life. I love it. But seriously, I'm not joking. The way that you explained it is like, that is it. That is what it's all about. I have one more question for you here. I basically want to know, well, for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
I just hope they feel connected to me in a sense. Like, I feel like, you know, even if you don't know me, I hope you listen to my music and you feel like you know me. And when you've been through those type of situations that I've written about, that you don't feel alone. Because at the end of the day, that's truly why I write music in the first place. It's an outlet for me, and I want to release it to the world so other people can listen to it and have it kind of be an outlet for them. Because I have certain artists that I listen to and I put it on when I'm like, I want to talk mad shit. I'm sorry.
Hey, no, you
Imagine
could say whatever you want.
about somebody, you know, like I want to feel all
Yeah.
those emotions. And I put on SZA, I put on her, you know, I put on all those things and I'm
Sure,
feeling it. I'm
sure.
like, yes. Like, that's how I want people to put me on there.
Yeah.
Like, I want to put on XLX because I want to feel that, you know?
I agree. I also like, you know, not to interrupt you, but I think there is not too much space, or it's not too far away from R&B and country music. It's
Yeah.
very much the same tone, and depending on what
It
you're
is.
talking about, it's really just like, you know, different
No,
instruments at the end of
seriously.
it.
Yeah. And that's why I'm
So
like,
it's an
hopefully,
easy transition.
yeah, my goal is always to, you know, kind of do what Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift did, you know, go into country, bring in your roots and then show the world like you're a cultured country singer. Like,
Yep.
you can do the R&B, you can do the pop, you can do the EDM. And I
I love
thoroughly
that.
love all genres. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I've
That's
rapped
awesome.
before. And like, it's just so funny to me because people are like, you rapped? Like, you rapped? I'm like, oh, I have five songs in my Dropbox of me rapping. And they're like,
Boom.
can we listen? And then I put it on. They're like, you actually rap. And I'm like,
Amazing. And
just in me,
listen,
I
yeah,
guess.
you're still very much at the beginning right now. So it's just like, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what people are going to take to. You can do whatever you want. Like, you're still
No,
making a name for yourself, and you're
seriously.
obviously talented in the sense that you can do a little bit of everything. So just do what you want. You're the one
Yeah.
spending the hard time and the efforts. Like, do whatever. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this. It has been a pleasure to speak with you. Please let me plug your music for you one more time here. By the time this comes out, Ain't Buying It will be out. We will have links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and do all that fun stuff. But it also sounds like there's a ton more in the works and on the way. So it's never, never been a better time to pay attention and see what's going on.
Yes. Yep. March 17th, guys. And thank you for having
Boom.
me, Austin. It's been a pleasure talking to you too.
You're
So
welcome. We'll speak soon. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And
yes, you too.
yeah, take care for now. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.